Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
You know, over the last while, we've been playing games in the house, trying to entertain the troops. We've been ruining songs and ruining books by adding a word. We had a bit of a chat. And it didn't originate from the Elise family. It actually originated from a meme that's on our Facebook page about what songs you should never play at a wedding.
And then we
had a go in the house as well, and we all threw around things. The kids didn't really get into this at all, I'll be totally honest with you.
Mate, I'm a wedding celebrant, and sometimes when the couple say, oh, we're going to walk down the aisle to this, or this is our first dance, I think to myself, why? Yeah. That's not a love song.
Yeah. Well, love is a weird thing. We've learned over the years that love is a strange thing. People, you know, resonate with different things. In my wedding, Island and I sung Creep to each other. The Radioheads Creep.
That's because it's saying, you know, I'm a weirdo and what am I doing here? I don't belong here, which is kind of like, for your wedding, don't you want to be there?
I know. Like, it's weird. So, look, I've compiled a top five of the songs that should not be at a wedding.
Sure. Okay.
A couple of them did not make the list. These are the ones that did not make the top five. What about this one by Tammy Wynette? So she just spelled divorce.
That probably won't make that at a wedding.
Don't walk down the line to that one. I'm in Chains by Tina Arena. That's not going to make the list as well.
A lot of blokes will probably think they're walking down the chain. Maybe
they are. And of course, Guns N' Roses.
Welcome to the chain gang.
Good one as well. Guns N' Roses, I used to love her. Do you remember that song? Anyway, it didn't make the list. Okay, in number fifth position, we have this one. A
little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side. You don't want to be talking about all your girlfriends.
You can't have all of those five girls, can you?
No, you can't.
No. Unless you're in Utah.
then you can do whatever you want. What about this one? Okay, you can't have this.
Oh, yeah.
When your bride-to-be walks down the aisle. Oh, no.
If the bride doesn't really like the bridesmaids, if they've been bad for bridesmaids come down to this one.
This all totally together. Would get played. This would totally get played at the reception because that's when everyone lets their hair down and their makeup smeared and their dress is half off and they just
get all trashy. We've all been there. One that in third position, Psycho Killer. Do you remember the Psycho Killer? Came in at third.
Yeah, you can't have that at a wedding. Psycho Killer.
And you don't want your wife or husband to become that either.
No, you don't.
The old Jekyll and Hyde once the ring's on the finger.
Yeah.
Well, and it does happen. Now, what about this one? We can't have this at a wedding.
Imagine if you did have it when she's walking down the aisle.
With a really creepy look on her face.
Yeah. I love to see it, actually. I would actually love to see it. The number one position, the one that you just can't play at any wedding, is by Ugly Kid Joe. And it goes a bit like this. And I get
sick when I'm around.
Can't have that. Every breath you take did not make the list because it is stalking and, you know.
No, I mean, look, I think that's pretty good, every breath you take.
You reckon?
But it is one of those songs. I think even Sting has come out and said, on the amount of people that play that song at a wedding, he said, it's not a love song. It's about someone stalking someone.
It's a stalker song.
Why do they play it at a wedding?
Yeah, it's a stalker. It's actually the one person you don't want at your wedding.
No.
the guy in the corner in the trench coat that's got the binoculars out looking at you.
There he is.
No, we don't want that guy.
This was a good, fun wedding, wasn't it?
Wow.
Marriage is only a piece of paper. She still loves me.
Jeez.
And we'll over and over again.
Oh, my God. It took a turn.
Yeah. Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
If you're one of those people that's been hoarding toilet paper, I've got an ingenious way you can make good use of it, besides the obvious.
Yeah.
All right.
Do tell. That's intriguing.
Now, first of all, what's the obvious again? Okay. I'm just not sure about that one. Okay. But
when you're going to the bathroom, Well, so I was at the osteo the other day because I've had some issues with my neck and shoulders, and she was telling me about a game that her and her daughter made up. She said, we were unpacking the groceries, and then she lobbed a toilet roll at me, and then all of a sudden it morphed into this game of toilet roll volleyball.
I love it.
She said they ended up playing it for about 45 minutes. By the end, they had rules. You had different bounds, and you had to try and keep the toilet roll up in the air.
Love it.
And she said it was the most fun they've had for weeks. And love we're it. All looking for a little bit of fun in our lives at the moment. We're all in lockdown. It's like Groundhog Day. Yeah. And you've got to find your enjoyment when you can.
Yeah, so, you do. Sounds like that really simple game of just blowing up a balloon. You know, no floorsies. That's what my kids call it. No floorsies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've got to keep the. Yeah, yeah, keep the uppy. That's it. Yeah, keep the uppy from Bluey. Yeah, so you've got to keep the balloon in the air. But I like the toilet paper. That's cool.
Oh, and you know what else is good about it, guys? You'll appreciate this. Whoever loses has to clean the toilet and put the toilet rolls away.
Oh, jeez. Wow, I'd be extremely competitive in that game because I don't want to go anywhere near the damage that's done in toilets.
I reckon there's a lot of people who have just come up with these random games that they're playing in their house that they were never playing pre-lockdown because you're going a bit stir-crazy. You've got nothing else to do.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely, I mean, it's all the rage. But I honestly, the toilet roll one is a great one because if you lose your cool, you can almost fling it at someone and you know you're not going to do any major damage because they're quite light.
I like you could play brandings with the toilet paper, couldn't you?
Branding with the toilet roll. Yeah, I like that.
Everybody's got a toilet roll and I would hoard them all and then just fling them at all the kids. The games are great because they're fun,
paintball,
a bit silly.
With toilet rolls.
Yeah, paintball with toilet rolls.
So what?
Jade, you've come up with something here. We want to find out, Illawarra. What are the made-up games that you're starting to play now in lockdown?
In the Leith household, we've taken our dining room table and we've turned it into a table tennis table.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
Now, so good.
Initially, we didn't have any table tennis rackets.
Oh.
So we used squash rackets and a squash ball. Okay. So, and you put books in the middle as a net.
Of course.
You know? Yeah. But we have progressed. We went online and we bought ourselves some table tennis bats and we're home free. There you go.
It's a lot of fun. Champion.
No, we still didn't get a net.
No, because
we don't want to wreck the table, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Still got to eat off it.
Who's the champion? Eileen's the champion. Eileen's a dab hand at it. Yeah, wow. She's very good.
Mel, what are you playing in your house?
Oh, lots of things. So many things. Peace and quiet is not one of them. the kids have a few. They run up and down the hallway and smack themselves into the wall and bounce off. That's always a good one.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Interesting game.
Who can say mum the most before 7:30?
Yeah.
You got a couple. Mum, I'm hungry, or mum, I'm starving. During a day. My personal favourite. Is how to fight the urge to smack your husband with a fry pan over the head.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good game for all mums of the Illawarra.
Jeez, frying pan, no messing around there.
How to fight the urge.
We had plenty of great comments on our Facebook page too, didn't we?
We did. How's this made-up lockdown game from Joel? They hallway cricket. Lasted 3 balls, 2 walls, a door and a broken lamp.
dangerous. That's a dangerous game to have indoors.
The broken lamp.
I know. So you know it did not end well. Mandy Boyton, this is my personal favourite game. I'm going to try it later. It's called Hide and Don't Seek. Tell the kids to hide, make a cuppa, and watch Netflix.
It actually works a treat because kids will stay hiding for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And you'll hear them occasionally going, "Mom, come and find me."
That is Emery right there. She'll go, "Are you still catching me? I can hear you now. I'm coming." And you don't move. That's brilliant.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I want you to tell me about your first day at work.
Oh.
What went wrong?
All right, okay. Yeah. We've all been there. Straight away, things are coming to my mind and I'm already feeling traumatised.
What happened to you, Jade? What happened?
Oh, well, first, what happened to me was that when I was in radio, my first ever on air shift, you've got to press a button after the news, it's the next button.
Mm.
I forgot to press it and we went off air straight away. So I was not on air for 2 seconds and I took the entire radio station off the airways.
Well done. Congratulations.
It's an innocent mistake, though. Could have happened to anyone.
The PD, who's the program director, the boss, you could just hear him running down the hallway, swings open the door, presses the button, and then he goes, remember, if all else fails, press the next button. Oh, thank you. That's why I could feel for this woman when I heard a story yesterday. Oh. So she was out the front of a car, looking at a car with like this look of distress on her face, and then looking at the car in front of her and underneath it. And my mate went out because he could see her from his window, and he went out and he said, are you all right? Like, what's happened? He was thinking maybe she'd hit the car in front and was going to be that concerned neighbour and also get her details because that was his neighbour's car.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, my gosh, you would not believe this. She goes, it's my first day on the job. I'm just started work with Woolies, like as a courier, so delivering people's online shopping. Yeah, yeah. And she goes, and I'm just driving along and you wouldn't believe it, but I've just been hit by a fish.
By a what? She was driving along and she was hit by a fish.
Yeah. So she was in Windang and she was hit by a fish. And, of course, Phil was like going, are you okay? Like, do we need to get a drug test done? Like, are you all right?
Hit by a fish.
So apparently
did someone throw a fish at her?
No, she was driving and a pelican was flying above her and dropped a giant fish out of its mouth, and it landed on the bonnet of the car and put a big ding in the bonnet of the car.
Wow.
And she's trying to find this fish. She's going, it's my first day on the job and there's a massive ding in the front of the car and I need to find the fish. I need evidence because I don't want them to think that I've like wrecked the car and whacked it with something.
Yeah, I mean, because that sounds like a tall story. Like, she would need the evidence, wouldn't she? She'd have to get it.
Well, I mean, imagine walking into work, your first day on the job. Sorry, I've just ruined the car. I got hit by this, holding up a massive flathead. whatever.
Wow. I don't think anyone's going to top a story like that. I mean, I remember one of my first days of work, I had just started at a CD manufacturing company, okay? And they put us into a course with all the other guys that I was working with. And I had a pair of socks on that were really slippy, okay? Really, they were the wrong sort of socks, okay? Mm-hmm. And over the course of like an hour or so, I could feel them sweating up a bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And as they were sweating up, I could sense that there was an emanating odor that was developing as time was going on.
Smelling. Oh,
well, because they were really bad socks. Okay, they're really bad socks.
That's really bad.
Now, so I went down to the bathroom and I got paper towel and I put it into my shoes so they wouldn't slip as much. And I patted down my. I went back into the room and I remember at one point one of the guys says, "Jeez, this room's getting really stinky."
Oh my god.
And obviously I had to go and go, "Yeah, oh, jeez."
Must be something wrong with the air conditioning unit.
All along it was our mate Leaf.
That was, you know, first day of the job and I felt like terrible. Jeez.
You know sometimes when you get the socks in the boots and all of a sudden they can make that noise?
Or the little,
that was actually coming from you.
That was coming from me.
No wonder the room stank, Jay.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Question for you both, okay? Yeah. I've mentioned a couple of times that we've got bunnies. Little.
Yeah. A lot, because it feels like every day you're going, hey, do you guys want a bunny rabbit?
Trying to offload them
to
us.
We've got some.
They are so cute. Really and truly, these things are gorgeous. We've got two little girls, Galaxy, and I can't remember what the other one's called.
Oh, jeez. Such love
really,
for the bunnies.
Really,
Galaxy.
Attached.
No, because the name keeps changing. They constantly change the names.
So you got one called Galaxy and one called Stew. Two great little bunnies.
One we'll keep because we've named it. The other one we'll eat.
that's right. But these things are gorgeous. They're little tiny bunnies. And we let them out. And we let them run around and all the rest. And they're very affectionate. They were hand-reared right from the start. So they're the sort of bunnies that come right up to you and want to cuddle.
Oh, that's nice.
That's amazing. That's cool. We have them in a little hutch. But recently I've noticed something, and I don't know if it's me. I don't know what's going on here. But when the bunnies are roaming around and the kids might pet them and all the rest, if they come to me, they rest and I'll give them a little pet. And then they will proceed to pee on me.
What?
there's kind of no nice way of putting this. They seem to want to pee on me for some reason.
I think it's great.
For some reason.
So, are they doing this to everyone? Like, if you put them on your lap and you pat them, they wee? Because...
No, they're doing it independently as well. It's not like I have them both on my lap at the same time and they're looking at each other going, all right, you pee first. There's none of that going on, okay? Even if we're in the house, okay, if I'm sitting on the couch, occasionally we'll let them just roam around because they really are cute little things. They will come to me.
And
they will come
you.
To me and do a little McNasty.
This is brilliant. They are the smartest bunnies in Australia.
No.
You're like the human version of like bunny litter. So you're like the wee post.
you're just saying I'm just paper. I'm just a whole bunch of just fluff that they can come along and pee on.
Well, I wonder if it's because, like, you know, with cats, they go to the kitty litter or, like, some dogs have a particular spot that they like to poo in that. Maybe they've done it once on you and then they've gone, oh, hang on a minute. Okay, well, that's where we go to wee.
Yeah, maybe.
But I change my clothes each day. I have a shower every day, sometimes twice a day. I don't get it. They don't do it to anyone else. No one else gets the wee treatment. Only I get the wee treatment from the
really
bunnies.
That's really weird.
It is weird.
It is weird.
Oh, dear.
What?
We need to get to the bottom.
Why is that happening? Why is that happening just to you?
Well, so you guys have no solution for me on this, okay?
Oh, God, I've got nothing.
Well,
no,
we
I'm
can
not
get to the bottom of it. I'm a good mate of Anthony. He's from Shell Co Vet Clinic. New one's just up there.
Anthony, can you help Damien out? Is there a reason why his bunny rabbits are choosing him to wee on?
Look, I guess we're going to clear the air a little bit here. Strainy and I were totally off air.
Yeah.
And he told me that Damien has actually been wearing a Playboy bunny outfit around his wife. and he's been wearing this in front of the rabbits. And so as a result, I think these rabbits might be perceiving that Damien is actually a sexual threat to them. Is that possible, Damien?
So that might be in the territory.
Scurrilous rumour. That is, and Strady, I will be talking to you off air after this because that is a blatant lie. I'm going around like a big... life-size bunny, an adult.
Do they wee on each other if they think you're a sexual, like if you're a threat? Is that
well?
They would wee on you.
Look, so with young rabbits, what the urinating, we call it spraying because it's not they're not urinating to sort of go to the toilet. They're actually using it as a territorial marking or as such. So the question I have, Damon, are these rabbits de-sexed? And how old are they?
They're not de-sexed, and they're about 3 months. I reckon about 3 months.
Right, oh, yeah. Okay, so generally rabbits sort of become sexually mature. The adolescent, go through adolescence at about the four-month mark, so these rabbits might be a little bit ahead of the game. But the first order of business certainly is to have them de-sexed because that's going to... They're doing this as territorial marking, and they can be quite aggressive. Other behaviours like biting and... attacking, scratching, etc., can also come into play, and you want to nip this in the bud before it becomes a habit.
Hang on, Anthony, can I just clarify, are we still talking about the bunnies or Damien again?
This scratching and biting and bunny suits, I feel like it's the Playboy Mansion of Mangerton.
Mate, look, role play, etc., it is lockdown. It's all what people do in their own house, but... Yeah.
All right, so the first tip is come to see you, get the bunnies de-sexed, and then he can move on with his life and have the bunnies petting away.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. I mean, look, if you've got a rabbit that's over 4 months of age and it's not de-sexed, it's more likely than not that they will be cranky and hormonal, which I think leads us to believe that the Easter bunny's obviously been neutered.
Yes, exactly. Hey, Anthony, always great to catch up, mate. Thanks for your advice from Shell Co Vet Clinic. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.